Ting is a mobile virtual network operator that uses the Sprint network to provide service, and they have a very clever pricing plan that you can you basically pay for what you use, and there, you know, there's, you pay per line a certain amount, and then depending upon the number of texts, voice minutes, and megabytes that you use, you'll get billed a certain amount per month, and they have usage buckets, but it's and if you go over whatever the usage bucket is, they automatically bump you up to the next usage bucket. And if you go, beyond their usage buckets, then they have, like per minute or per megabyte charges or whatever. And it's a fair business model. I mean, I think they have 80,000 customers, and people like what they're doing. Now, my big issue with Ting was Sprint's network and the fact that, it's CDMA, and that also limits the phone choices, because you have to have a phone that that came from Sprint at some point. There was not a way to use any old phone, and that created some issues as far as getting people on. And so they finally are adding a GSM version to their service, and the even though Ting themselves haven't said which nationwide GSM carrier it is, it's being widely reported that if you look at the map, that it's really T-Mobile's GSM footprint that they're adding on. And so theoretically, you'll be able to have on the same Ting account phones that use CDMA and GSM. And of course, the advantage of using GSM is that you can use any unlocked phone that you want, and you simply add it to the plan. And that's the other thing too, is that the plans are pooled. So if you have multiple users on the account, you're essentially paying for the usage by all of the phones. And so, if one person uses a lot of voice minutes, one person uses, does a lot of texting, and so on, it gets pooled together, and then you pay based on the number of lines and the amount of minutes, megabytes, megabytes and texts, as it were. And so I think it's a great model, and I'm glad to see that they're finally getting a GSM service, because honestly, I would maybe use it for some of our home stuff here, because I'm using T-Mobile prepaid, and it's not a bad deal, but I like it. It depends on, as my kids get older, it might start making more sense to have something like that. I like the way that it's structured. It's based on usage, and I think there's even controls in there as far as, different lines and how much they could potentially use and stuff. So you sort of limit your ability to get sidelined by somebody using too many texts or too many voice calls or whatever. It ends up being kind of like a postpaid plan rather than prepaid, although they charge your credit card. So it's an innovative service, and I'm glad to see that they're finally going GSM. And it's funny because a few days ago I tweeted their account. I'm like, so when are you guys getting GSM? I don't, no plans yet. And then they announced this. And so it's, I wouldn't expect them to say anything before there was any official announcement, but I little did I realize that it was coming so soon. So in February, it'll be an option. You'll be able to use any GSM phone on Ting. And, it'll be interesting to see. I'm looking forward to having it be an option, and maybe it's something my family will use. I'll have to run the numbers and see if it'll work out for us.